In today's episode of Dietitians Only, we're talking to Jessica Isaacs, better known as Jessica the Sports RD. She has had a stellar career as a sports dietitian and developed a unique and recognizable online brand identity. Jessica shares some tips for dietitians who are working on building their own brand and online presence. Today, you'll learn how to establish yourself as a credible source of nutrition advice while still letting your personality shine through. You're listening to Dietitians Only, a podcast from Dietitians on Demand, created by dietitians for dietitians. Let's get into it.
Welcome back, everybody, to Dietitians Only. This is Sarah Glanz, and I'm very excited about today's guest. Her name is Jessica Isaacs, and you probably know her as Jessica the Sports RD. And I'm sure you've seen her genius work all over the internet. Jessica is a Los Angeles-based dietitian who has worked with a variety of organizations, including Kobe Bryant's Mamba Sports Academy, UCLA, and most recently, the LA Clippers. She's also a prolific content creator, publishing informative and entertaining videos that deliver nutrition information that people need to know. And today, Jessica is talking with us about how you can develop your own online brand identity and have that consistent working for you. So welcome, Jessica. So excited to have you here.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
All right. So let's just start out by having you tell us a little bit about your career journey. I know that you've had kind of a non-traditional career path for a dietitian.
Totally.
So tell us about that and how you got to where you are now.
Yeah. So I'm a second career dietitian. I joined the military right out of high school, was an aircraft mechanic. And so nothing to do with nutrition. But like many dietitians, I had kind of a personal journey and struggle with nutrition and body image and that sort of thing, which was a catalyst to wanting to figure out how I could potentially figure out it for myself, but also help other people. I specifically wanted to work with athletes. I was interested in kind of performance nutrition and optimizing human potential and that sort of thing. But I also had another interest in, you know, I fell heavily into diet culture and did all of the things the wrong way and was such a big, you know, fell victim to a lot of the misinformation that's out there on the internet. And so another big thing that I wanted to do with my career beyond just working with athletes was also to be a voice in some of that misinformation and to be a voice of clarifying and sound nutrition messaging specifically for athletes, but also for anybody that is potentially like potentially at risk of falling victim to these diet culture traps we fall into. So that was kind of a secondary thing that I did. So as I started to become a dietitian and got these awesome jobs that you alluded to, working at Mamba Sports Academy in UCLA and with the Clippers, I also on the side developed an online presence, my social media presence. And that's grown into a business for me, but it started off of just being a place where I wanted to, again, kind of break up the noise and be a voice in a lot of the misinformation of nutrition that I was seeing out there. So that's really what led me to developing this online persona and growing my social media and then building that into the business that it is for me today.
Awesome. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing now, because I know you've kind of ventured off on your own a little bit. So yeah. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah. So I've got a private practice, but I'm also doing a lot of private practice working with athletes one-on-one, which is fun. But I'm also doing a lot of other things that I've just really been intrigued by throughout my career and now have the opportunity to do. So one of them, I'm doing some career coaching for dietitians and dietitians to be, but I'm also doing a lot more like content creation, a lot more brand work, a lot more partnerships, and a lot more collaborations and just doing these other things again to kind of grow the message, continuing to create fun content that's just for me and just for my audience on social media. But it's been really cool to kind of venture into some of these more creative gigs and doing things that you don't necessarily get to do in a 9-to-5 all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's what we're here to talk about today is how you went about creating your brand. And I'm sure a lot of dietitians have seen you on TikTok or Instagram or, you know, probably visited your website and seen some of the content that you offer. So you talked a little bit about kind of developing that on the side. And I think your online personality is really what shines through. I remember an old picture of you in a banana costume. So how did you kind of like develop? Is this like who you are as a person, or is this sort of like a persona that you have? Or like talk a little bit about your online brand, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's really been funny. So I'll back up a little bit. So during COVID is kind of where I had a job transition, was furloughed like many people, just out of work, and was kind of figuring out what the heck do I do? And I started off on TikTok because I saw that was like, I was working a lot with high school athletes and collegiate athletes. And I was seeing that that's where they were going for information. I have a teenage daughter. And so I saw that. I was like, let me figure out if there's a way that I can take some of these things that people are doing on TikTok and these like silly trends and whatever, and adopt them into nutrition messaging. So it started off just really being funny and silly. And that's still a lot of what my content is just fun and silly, but with the undertones of education as well. So the banana thing, I had this banana costume for the longest time from playing rugby years ago, which has nothing to do with nutrition again. But as I became a dietitian, I kept this banana costume and it just became something fun to throw into a video here and there. And so, yeah, I think I've always just been kind of a silly, goofy person. And that's been the cool thing about social media and just kind of what's helped me to grow online is really understanding that people want to see you and whoever you are, whether you are a silly, goofy person, whatever it is that's your authentic personality, people love that. People are looking for connection. People are looking for people that are like them. And people want to receive information and work with people that are like them or that they identify with or whatever. And so the more and more that I leaned into being silly and goofy or just being myself online when I was also providing this education, the more traction I got.
Okay, well, that's a good piece of advice. You know, just be yourself. If you are going to be venturing out, you're starting a private practice, you're starting a consultant business, whatever, being yourself. I think that is such a simple tip that that everyone can do.
I agree, but I think it's scary, right? Like, as I talk to a lot of dietitians that are afraid to get on the camera or show up on social media because they're afraid of judgment, whether that is from the end consumer and just other people, or it is their peers. A lot of times they're afraid of saying the wrong things and getting scrutiny from their peers and colleagues. And I just think it's so important for people, especially depending on, we'll talk a little bit about what are your goals of social media, but depending on what your goals is, it's important to show up and to build that rapport and connection. I remember going to school and being told, like, don't make it about you in your sessions, you know, like, you know, keep all your personal things. That's true to some extent, but I feel like you do need to make it about you a little bit if you're trying to grow and build an audience on social media.
Okay. Yeah, I agree. So let's get more into that, like the actual nitty gritty of what dietitians maybe need to start going down this journey of creating an online brand, because maybe it's not for every dietitian. Are there like particular types of dietitians or particular career journeys that really need to make this more of a priority?
I feel like it's definitely a spectrum. I feel like to some extent, many dietitians can benefit from having some level of an online presence. I like people to think about, what are your goals? Like, what are you trying to achieve? Are you someone who is looking to build an audience, to build a community, to build connections, to network? Are you trying to drive traffic to a website? Are you trying to sell a book or a product or downloads? Are you trying to just build authority and trust among your clients? Are you trying to educate and inform? Like, maybe you're at a college or university where you're not necessarily working with clients, but you want to continue your message to those clients or athletes that you can't reach. Maybe you are a clinician. Maybe you're a clinical dietitian, and you're someone who's just trying to provide additional education and resources for patients that are showing up and have no idea what to do with navigating their health issues or anything like that. So I think it's important to understand first what you are doing, and having that goal in mind of what's the purpose of the social media will then help to kind of guide you in what you put out and how you put out and how you show up on social media. So that's a big one, is understanding your goals first and then having a niche, right? So like, whether it is, you know, if you are someone who's working in private practice, you are someone who is driving traffic to your website, or you're trying to sell something, is identifying, first of all, you know, what is it that you do? Even in sports nutrition, drilling that down to a very specific niche and then a very specific type of person you're trying to reach, and maybe even putting a face on that. Who is this person I'm trying to reach? Maybe it's Susie. She's a 35-year-old mother of two that's pre-diabetic that lives in Alabama. You know what I mean? And so then all the content pieces I'm creating are for Susie. And Susie's not a real person, but to me, as long as I'm talking to Susie, I'm staying on track talking to my niche and my target audience.
Exactly. So that's what I have been hearing. I'm so glad to hear you say the word audience, because that's what I've been hearing you say all along, is just identifying who you're talking to. And I think I'm not a social media expert by any means, but it just seems like, you know, if you're talking with business professionals or versus athletes versus even just different age ranges, like if you're trying to reach older people or you're trying to reach teenagers and young adults, obviously, I think your type of content, whether even if it's videos versus written content, the tone, you know, because someone, an older person who is a C-suite employee may not really find the banana costume as funny as other people.
Right. So 100%. Yeah, you're so right on that. It's really important to, and also to understand where they're at, where they get information from. Are they on Instagram or TikTok, or are they just on Facebook, or are they on what's Twitter called these days? X.
I don't know. At the date of recording, it is called X.
It's called X. Okay. You figure out where they are getting information from. Yes. Are they an older person who prefers the blog, or are they a younger person that just wants their information as quick as possible in a 10-second video? And that's going to really help to kind of drill down to where you're showing up and how you're showing up and what you're saying when you're there.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such good tangible advice, because I've heard a lot of people say that when you're starting out in a private practice or when you're venturing out on your own, you need to find out, you need to have your niche and you need to find out who your audience is. But I think to actually, like you gave the example of Susie who lives in Alabama, you know, that's such a good tangible example that people can follow.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. So let's talk about, so let's say you're a dietitian, you want to get started and you're like, yes, Jessica, this is awesome. Now, what do I do? So, now what do they do? How do they get started?
Yeah, that's a loaded question, right? How much time do you have? Right. And this is something that I definitely help, my career clients with coaching is really like, again, looking at, what am I creating? You know, am I creating videos? Am I creating social media content? And Instagram tends to be kind of where I live and where a lot of dietitians live. And I think it hits a lot of different age ranges. It hits a lot of different types of people. And so, you know, whether you're looking at, do I create a website? Am I writing blog articles as well? Is it just video? Is really, you know, you want to identify that first of what's the purpose? Who's receiving it? Where are they going to actually utilize this information? What's the purpose? And then start to, I think, identify some like content pillars, like figure out, all right, what do I want to talk about? And maybe instead of like taking everything that we could possibly talk about in the world of nutrition, which is so extensive, and maybe drill it down to like 3 or 4 subject areas that you really feel strongly about, really feel passionately about, really apply to your audience and focus on those. Maybe developing a content calendar. I know like it's really daunting at first, especially when you're seeing the algorithm saying like, you need to post every day, multiple times a day. Like even for me, that's too much. And I do this for a living. But it's really like figure out what works for you and what makes sense. Maybe it is like 3 times a week to start off with. And maybe you're challenging yourself to make 1 video a week to start off with as you're new, and not giving yourself this really big hurdle, but giving yourself some achievable goals and planning it out, scheduling it out. There's a lot of tools, I feel like, nowadays that make this a lot easier. There's a lot of third-party tools to make video creation easier. And goodness gracious, if you're someone who's not savvy, there are a lot of interns out there and students out there that need help, that need some experience, and it probably can help you in this area if you team up together.
Yeah, absolutely. And I really like your advice of kind of drilling it down to 3 or 4 topics that you feel really passionate about and knowledgeable about. We have another episode interviewing Melissa Joy Dobbins. And I'm not sure if you are familiar with her, but she's a media dietitian and she gave the exact same advice. So if you feel to kind of combat the feelings of imposter syndrome, which is something I know you talk about a lot, but just focus on what you know. You know, she is a diabetes specialist. And so a lot of her content, her speaking opportunities that she takes, it all revolves around diabetes because it's something that she feels very confident, comfortable, and knowledgeable in. And so I think that's great advice because I think a lot of dietitians maybe don't know how to not do everything, right. You know,
right.
Don't know how to dial it back.
That's so true.
So I know one thing that's been in the nutrition news recently is, you know, talking about like outside influences that may influence your content, especially if you're doing endorsements, sponsorships, you're talking about specific products, and we don't need to necessarily go down that rabbit hole, but you know, as dietitians, we struggle, I think, to identify ourselves as the nutrition experts. And so what's your advice for dietitians who are trying to stand out among, you know, clickbait and stuff that is seems more sensational or is going to get better results or, you know, just that all that noise that we're aware of?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, zoom out, big picture. The general public doesn't care about the beef between dietitians and wellness influencers. They don't care. They're looking for information. They are looking for information that solves their problems. They're looking for information that they can understand. And so you have to show up and do that first. You have to compete with the people that are out there doing the things that they're not supposed to be doing. You have to show up and do it, because if we're just going to stay in our silo and complain about it and not step outside of it, then we're doing a disservice, right? People don't, the general population doesn't know what a dietitian is. They don't understand that we're the authority. And so you have to demonstrate that in other ways. You have to show up, I think, and be, I would say there's a lot of like charismatic and overly confident people that shouldn't be charismatic and overly confident in the information, but we are, right? We are the authority in this area. So show up confidently in how you're speaking and the information that you're presenting. Make it clear, make it easy to understand, back it up, make it evidence-based. You cite things when you can, provide resources, credible resources to back it up. And I think over time, as you build your community, people start to trust you and start to trust your message, and they're scrutinizing you less and less. But in the beginning, when you're starting off, you really have to establish who you are and why people should listen to you. And it's not just because you're a dietitian. It needs to be because you're giving good advice or good education, or, you know, whatever it is that you're providing is helpful to them in some way, solves a problem or whatever. And then also engage with your community. Ask people, ask questions, even as people challenge you. You know, if there's trolls or whatever, people that are just naysayers or people coming from different camps that are just like, that aren't there to actually hear your message or aren't there to actually have a conversation. But when you see people show up in your comments that are looking to have conversations or looking to have, maybe they understand things differently, engage with them, spend time with them, and then share that story, share that conversation that you had, you know, make it anonymous probably, but like share that you're having these conversations and how you have these conversations. Because I think people also want to look through how do you handle scrutiny? How do you handle objections? And that helps you to build that credibility and that trustworthy presence online as well.
Yeah. And just to echo what you said about citing your sources and presenting this reliable information, I think when you do have the naysayers who are saying, well, you know, what do you think about this, that, and the other? And well, you said such and such, but I found such and such over here. The information becomes less about what Jessica said or what Sarah said. And it's more about like, this is what this nutrition entity or this research or this body of literature, that's what they say. So I'm more of like the messenger, you know, I'm telling you about it. I'm educating you about it, but it's not what I say. It's what the experts say. And I think, you know, kind of removing yourself as a quote unquote individual in that equation, that you're part of the community, you're part of the community of experts, and you're just reporting on the information.
Agree. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So I want to talk a little bit about your coaching services, because you briefly mentioned it, but I think we're running out of time. So as dietitians, if you're listening and you're like, I really want to get started with this, but I'd like some help, Jessica can be a resource for you. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing and what types of services that you're offering.
Yeah. So right now I'm offering coaching calls to students, dietetic interns, and even current dietitians that, you know, are looking for support in different areas. So looking for support, whether it is social media, building that online presence, clarifying your niche, clarifying your message, dealing with imposter syndrome, or even something like other opportunities, maybe other side hustles or things that you're looking at exploring, or if you even just have ideas that you need someone to bounce it off of. I've been doing this for years, taking on calls for people anytime that they ask. And so Now I'm doing it in a little bit more structured manner where I'm like, okay, people are asking for this and I want to provide this service. So if you're looking for clarity in your career and in direction, online or otherwise, yeah, definitely I can support with that.
That's awesome. And so is it something that's just for dietitians who are working in the sports nutrition space, or is this open to anyone?
I would say it's open to anyone. You know, I'm offering myself and my and my knowledge. So there might be certain things that are beyond my scope and things that I haven't experienced that I might not be the best fit to support with. But it's certainly like if it's something around online presence and that sort of thing, then it can be anybody.
Okay, awesome. And so we have included a link to Jessica's career coaching in the show notes. So if you want to sign up with her or you want to read a little bit more about it and you're thinking about it, her website is also linked in our show notes, as well as her TikTok and Instagram information. So if you're not following Jessica yet, you really need to, because it will be the bright spot on your day. And if nothing else, it may give you some ideas and some good examples of types of content that you can produce or ways that you can get your message across in a way that's not boring. So all kinds of good things can come from that. So but we're going to wrap it up for today. And Jessica, I want to say thank you. You're such a fun person to talk to. And we've worked with each other in the past, and I hope we get to work with each other again in the future, because you're, I think, such a bright light in the dietitian world. And I feel so lucky that we were able to pin you down for our podcast.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so kind. You're so kind. This has been really fun. Thank you for having me.
Awesome. Well, thanks to you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Take care.
Bye now.
As a listener of Dietitians Only, your opinion matters. What do you like about the podcast? Who do you want us to interview next? We invite you to visit our show notes to complete a quick survey. It only takes a few minutes, and your feedback will help us create future episodes you'll love. Dietitians On Demand employs hundreds of dietitians nationwide and elevates the profession with simple yet effective practice resources, like this podcast. Don't forget to stay connected with us on LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram.